America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
NSFW, strippers and bouncers of strip clubs. What's the most memorable thing to happen to you, good or bad, while working? Been to a strip club once. Girl on stage had a tampon string peeking out of her undies. They don't bring out the A squad on Tuesdays. The employee only Christmas party they would bring in male strippers for the girls and have an open bar. 50 plus drunk and horny strippers is a really crazy thing. Craziest thing I saw was 5 girls in the dressing room one year eating each other out in a circle. Oh man, this is a question I can answer. Currently a stripper. Have been for a few years. Most memorable thing was a full out brawl involving most of the club. It was a group of doucher bag customers vs some of dancers. And then eventually more people got drawn in trying to break up the fight. It was the first fight I'd been in and I will never forget it, lol. Ex-bouncer. I've seen and dealt with everything from the typical fights. Vomit. Being groped and other drunk and debauchery, etc. The most memorable thing I think would be St. Patrick's Day working at an Irish pub. A customer was politely removed for trying to sneak shots off the shot girl's tray without paying. After getting moved outside, he proceeded to curse out the bartender, manager and other bouncers while getting in their face. After the point he shoved the bar manager, I jumped in and stared to move him down the stairs and away from the property. The guy had a death grip on the railing and was struggling to hold on when out of nowhere one of the servers came in flying and tackled the guy. The server rode the dude down the steps like a toboggan, where another bouncer held him until police arrived. I don't condone the server's actions, but watching it unfold was actually hilarious. Former stripper. Here. I had a guy come in and buy 60 minutes in the champagne room just to give me a totally normal back massage the entire time. Had another guy spend $100 just to smell my feet. Edited. I remember this gem. Another chatty, middle-aged guy paid for 30 minutes in the champagne room, $160, and 10 minutes into it. I'm no longer dancing and he's having a serious discussion with me about investing in the stock market. I actually learned a lot of great advice. Not a security guard or stripper. But I was in Phoenix AZ a few years ago, coincidentally during the FBS championship. I was hammer drunk and decided to go to a strip club that I saw on one of those little business cards that promoters hand out. When I was walking in, I noticed that the guys walking in front of me were Sammy Watkins and Brian Dawkins, NFL players. I said hi to them and chatted for a minute. When I went to pay my cover, the lady at the register informed me that the gentleman in front of me had already paid for me. TLDR, Sammy Watkins and Brian Dawkins paid my strip club cover. Former bouncer. My most memorable night was the time one of our dancers instantaneously and all at once just totally ducking collapsed on stage. Exactly the way a puppet does when you drop the control yoke, every muscle went limp at once. It's a miracle she didn't fall off the stage. Pro tip, if you're a high-function alcoholic, GHB should not be your weight loss drug of choice. She literally roofied herself, accidentally, right before going up on stage. Was a bouncer bar back for a few years at a topless bar. A few fights, which you never want to happen because it bursts the fantasy bubble and everyone clears out, and lots of stripper drama between girls. Amateur night was pretty fun though. Especially seeing your old HS crushes show up and get topless. Customer came in his pants. After I kissed his erect D through his pants as at ease. I was flattered. Customers paid for a VIP dance. Just to talk. This can be torture or pleasurable depending on the guy talking. Saw a couple of guys just playing chess in the strip club. They never bought dances. The clapper, a customer would come to the stage and watch. And clap rhythmically to our stage routines. Customer brought me flowers for my birthday. Sweet gesture. Ex-bouncer here. Our club security participated in some partner gig that the owner had with his buddy who owned another club. We were never introduced to his buddy. They told us to be extra tight on the front stage area security. Well, it head comes up and they're looking like he thinks he's getting past me discreetly, and I tell him he has to back it up and leave. He backs up about 1 foot length and stays watching the performers. I give him a final warning and even tell him that I'll be forced to personally escort him out. He pretends to not hear me. So I pick his ass up and begin carrying him off premises into the entrance. Meanwhile, he's screaming the name of my boss all pissy sounding. Turns out I was canning my boss's business partner from his own gig. I was pretty embarrassed but also didn't regret anything because I was doing my job and he basically asked for it. I later that night, about an hour and a half later and only 10 minutes after the show ended, had a seizure. They had to call the EMTs and everything. I woke up feeling awful. And that same business partner of my boss's who had been a huge asshole was crouched down speaking to me very kindly and making sure I was okay. I'll never forget that. I was a bouncer. Had to bounce a guy who was jerking off. He wouldn't stop and wouldn't leave. I had to pick him up and throw him out. He just all over my chest. Wow. First gold. Thank you. Former stripper here. I once had a guy pay for an hour in the private room. We just sat and spoke most of the time. He told me about his son who had a disability. About his wife being a full-time carer for their son and her mother, then out of nowhere he offers me $500 to dig my heels into his testicles. Another one who was a regular was a guy who liked to draw. He would always come in with a tiny scrap of paper and would sketch me. He was a really nice guy who taught me a lot about art and how to see the beauty in different things. Not a stripper bouncer. Went to a strip club for a buddy's 21st in college. The strippers learned it was his 21st, I told them, and they proceeded to take my other friend's belt. Make it a leash. Had the birthday boy crawl on stage as one stripper rode him and another held the leash. Wild night. Also, the birthday boy's brother fiancé showed her tits to the strippers. We never talked about that part after. Had a friend that wasn't satisfied with the stripper's performance. So he tossed a quarter on stage. Seemed like slow motion as I watched it bounce and hit the stage. Music skips and we are promptly tossed out. Kind of related. There was a stripper doing an AMA once. I thought I'd be funny, and I'm a dad. So I told her I was refinishing an old oak table that had been painted. This was true. And how should I strip it? This girl goes into detail about a chemical stripper to buy, what kind of knife to use, plastic, to wrap it in saran wrap for a while before scraping. Very detailed. Well, damned if she wasn't spot on. It worked like a charm. Who knew? I was at a strip club once and this girl took her clothes off. It was pretty memorable. The thing that first comes to mind is the time my friend was climbing the pole when it fell straight out of the ceiling. It fell like a tree and the itch rode that thing right up until the second it was about to hit the side of the stage. Then jumped off. Landed cleanly on her 7-inch stilettos and stomped back to the dressing room. Like she hadn't just almost broken her neck. They put the damn pole back up and girls were back on it within like an hour. Not me. Though. I left and still don't trust that thing. I was doing a private dance for a man on his stag night. All going well till an irate woman charges in. I'm in my string dress on the ground. She incoherently screams at me and him throws her ring at him and steals my dress and storms out. Poor dude was kinda in a daze. I'm just pissed she took my dress. I guess the wedding was off. Former stripper. I had a guy buy 2 lap dances from me and spent the time in the booth holding me and massaging my back. He had just gotten out of prison where he had been for 23 years for double homicide. He insisted that he was innocent. But he witnessed it and told me a wild story about a sugar-fueled car theft ring in the 80s that he was a part of. He also offered me $500 to go to his hotel room and have a bubble bath and another massage. I refused. But another girl I worked with had taken him up on a similar offer a few nights before and said, "He's really not that bad." Edit, there was another guy who liked to be called Big Daddy. He was nearly deaf and couldn't understand a single thing I said. but he would just pass me $20 bills every few minutes while I listened to him talk about his fishing tackle business. Oh. And the time a guy jizzed in his pants during a lap dance and got mad at me about it. Also, thanks for the silver, kind stranger. Not a stripper, but I did light one on fire once. I posted this before. About 10 years ago, me and my cousin are in the pretty shady club south of Madison. WI. We're two of maybe five people in this place, not including the dancers, so the ratio wasn't horrible. I sit down at the rail. Out came a new girl. She locks onto me because I'm the only one on the rail. Wiggles over towards me and in a flash did this flip, twist, cartwheel onto my lap. It's important to note at this time that as I was walking to the rail I was lighting up a new cigarette. Just as I realized what was happening I noticed my cig was gone. What I did learn that night is that big hair coated in hairspray and perfume make great kindling. Not a dancer or bouncer. We went to a strip club for a friend's birthday, walked out 5 minutes later because the girl on stage had cornrowed pubes. Not something I ever needed to see. One of my good friends used to be the head of security at a mid-tier strip club in Atlanta. One night, he and a couple members of his staff had to throw a guy out. As he's getting into his car, the guy says, "I'm going to come back and kill all of you." They take threats like that seriously. So they call the police. But the guy was gone before they got there. About 2 hours later, the guy shows back up. Shoots the doorman. Gets inside. Shoots and kills a security guard before my buddy can draw on him. And then gets shot in the head by my friend. Remarkably, my friend stayed at the job for a while longer. The thing that finally made him leave the industry was that, I believe, APD mandated that club owners and security attend this seminar about stopping human trafficking, which Atlanta has a huge problem with. One of the club owners was making fun of the situation, and downplaying the seriousness of girls and women being sold into slavery. Not a bouncer or stripper, but a couple of my friends and I took my buddy to a strip club for his 21st birthday. And he goes so drunk that he puked all over the stripper's back mid-lap dance. She gave one of those slow turnarounds to face my friend, followed up by look of pure death, and slapped my buddy so hard that Stephen Hawking would have had a better chance of getting up and walking out of that strip club. Gotta have been a memorable moment for that stripper. Watched a girl dance on stage wearing a white bikini, and during her routine she was on all fours with her ass to us and saw a quarter size red dot. Equals. Watched an old man, 70s, crumple of $1s into a tiny ball and throw them at the girls dancing. No, he didn't get kicked out. It was a slow night. Also, one girl didn't even bother to pick them up. Drove my roommate and his wife to her audition at a strip bar in Portland, full nude. I was planning on going to hang out at a nearby store while she danced, and he insisted I hang out and watch. Most awkward 20 minutes. After that I was her regular driver until she got pregnant. Was working front door early evening. Place was starting to fill up. Told a man in a wheelchair that the club was standing room only. It's all coming back to me. Removing a couple for having sex in the single stall bathrooms. The smell made me gag. And this is coming from someone who used to guess, with accuracy, what people had eaten based on their vomit. Had a woman assault another man with her breast milk. Crazy, and jacked. Homeless woman threaten us with a concealed hammer. Waitress masturbating alone in upstairs private room. Caught on tape. Witnessed several acts of manslaughter. Probably 100 more stories, but after 10 years it all becomes mundane. Stripper here. Very first night stripping, some old guy in overalls with pretty poor dental hygiene asked me how many fillings I have. I told him one. He asked if it was silver or gold. Silver. Then he asks if I will open my mouth and let him look at my teeth. I was pretty timid, so I did, and he complained it was too dark to see well. A few months later I see him again in another club, but he has a ducking flashlight this time. He tells me he wants a dance, and then when we get to the back says that he really just wants to look at my teeth. So I open my mouth and he's annoyed at my one filling and otherwise healthy teeth. He insisted I find a girl with bad teeth, so I said I'd find one and then hid in the dressing room until he left. I also used to have a regular who liked to touch my armpits and liked for me to kick him in the balls. One time he asked me to watch porn with him. He was watching CGI porn with Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, but they both had D's. I was at a club and with a shower that was attached to the stage, and they would do shower shows every few hours or whatever. So the time comes for the next shower show and the dancer hops in and starts doing her thing. She energetically jumping up and down in the shower, when all of a sudden there is a loud popping cracking sound and she was gone. The floor of the shower is gone and she had dropped under the stage. They apparently had no support under the fiberglass shower floor and it finally gave way. The poor girl was cut up pretty good from the sharp edges. Soaking wet. And covered in whatever grime was under that stage. Best comment of the day. Okay, it was Pi Day and my math teacher took our class outside to find the circumference and area of a circle outside. Me and my friend who are working, see one of my classmates was leaning forward and we were staring at her ass. One of her friends noticed we were checking her out and started doing the same thing she was doing.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.